One of the most effective ways that the devil accomplishes his deception in our lives is through diverted focus. If he can get us to take our eyes off of the truth of who God says he is, then it's much easier to convince us of alternative and less perfect considerations. What we believe significantly affects how we respond. This is why the devil is so tenacious in his attempts to convince us to believe the lie. He knows that when we believe the lie, we empower the liar, and in turn, our actions and outcomes are impacted by our belief systems. Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years, but the Bible says in Hebrews 3:19 that it was because they first wandered in their hearts. They ended up experiencing the repercussions of their beliefs, or lack thereof. You don't have to tell me what you believe. Your actions show me. We live out our belief systems daily, and oftentimes with dire consequences. Recently, my 7-year-old son, Rocky, entered a jiu-jitsu tournament. In the first round, he was paired against another boy who was older and at least 3 inches taller than him. I could tell by his face as he stepped on the mat that he was already defeated in his mind. He didn't think he could win. The referee turned to the two boys and asked, "Do either of you have any questions?" My son, being the quick-witted kid that he is, made the ref laugh when he said, "Don't you think he's a bit taller than me?" The referee gave the signal and the match began. Rocky trains 4 days a week in his sport. He was physically prepared for this tournament, but performed far below his ability in the first match, and he lost. Interestingly enough, Rocky still made it to the finals in his division, and guess who was there to face him for the gold medal? That's right, the bigger kid that had already schooled him in the first round. I hadn't had a pep talk with Rocky, and as far as I knew, nothing had changed. But when he stepped on the mat, he carried a different confidence. He had a determined look in his eyes this time, and as his daddy, I got a grin. My champion remembered who he was. Even though the same two kids were on the mat, this final match was completely different from the first. The kids were the same, but the competitors were different. This time, Rocky was victorious, and not only did he win, but he shut his opponent out 7-0. That's right, the bigger kid didn't even score a point. When Rocky stepped off the mat, I asked him, "What happened?" He smiled and he said, "Daddy, I knew he thought he could just beat me again, but I wasn't going to let him do it." What changed? His belief. The ability, the talent, the victory were always in him. He just didn't believe it the first time. All of the things I would have told him after the tournament about being a champion and believing in yourself and losing in your mind before the fight even started, he learned on his own in a single match by switching his focus off of the size of his opponent and onto the size of the champion within himself. I wonder how often this same scenario plays out in our own lives as we look at the size of our obstacles, the strongholds in our lives that have beaten us in previous rounds, the fear of the loss, the concern for the pain that happened last time. And in those moments, our focus is diverted from the truth that he who is in us is greater than that which has been sent to derail our destiny or steal our gold in the final round. Pleasing is agreeing. The Bible says that without faith, belief, it's impossible to please God, and that a person who does not believe should not expect that he will receive anything that God has for him. Hebrews 11:6 and James 1:7. For years, I read these verses and thought to myself that if I didn't fully believe, or if I had some doubt in my heart instead of 100% faith, then I was not making God happy, which in my mind meant that I was disappointing him. But I recently heard a teaching that the word please in the Hebrew verse, it's impossible to please God, implies to fully agree with, and not necessarily simply to make happy. And that's very different. The verse could read, "And without faith, it's impossible to fully agree with God." And the subsequent actions or alternative responses to fully agreeing with God is agreeing with the lie of the devil. What could be the fallout of not agreeing with God? Well, quite possibly you won't see yourself as he sees you. You will respond according to what you believe. You will step on the mat already defeated in your mind, and you will not receive anything that God has for you. Not because he doesn't have better for you, not because it's not yours for the taking, but because your agreement and belief system is focused on a lie that is completely contrary to the truth found in him. Is your focus diverted? Is your faith misdirected? God wants to see you win. He has provided for you the victory. God is greater than your enemy. He's bigger than your failures. Jesus has overcome all the works of the devil for you.